Morning, Texas. Good morning from sunny-ish Birmingham. This is just a brief message. Brief message to say thank you for all the help regarding my tarot readings and everything. Quite obviously, you are the best tarot reader in the world, I'm not, and you've spent a lot of time with me, helping me, etc. So it's very much appreciated. You may be the best teacher in the world, but I'm quite obviously the worst student. Nevertheless, thank you, and it's very much appreciated. And I'm restraining myself very well. Anyway, this is a sort of bedtime story, if you like, because things have happened to me that I don't understand. You will, because you're far cleverer than me. Bear with me a moment. Right, you two. Minor catfight there. You will sort of understand far more than me, and what I think is weird and freaky, you probably just take in your stride and have an explanation. So this is a sort of bedtime story for you. It's my first memory. Okay, and my first memory as a child was lying in my cot, and I was staring at the ceiling, and the ceiling was white, and my cot had four posts, at the top of which were carved ornate finials, I think is the correct expression, and they were painted red. So I'm looking up, ceiling. Four red finials. And my mother and father are having a dreadful argument. And it's very vivid. I remember my father saying, I did this for us. I did it for the baby. And my mother's ranting and saying, you just don't understand. You're useless. And he's saying, but we don't have much money. And I'm not like other men. I don't go to the pub squandering my money on booze. It's for us. And my mother is getting worse. Just get out. Get out. At which point, she picks up a jar of, let's call it brill cream, off the table, and throws it at him as he is retreating backwards out of the room. I remember seeing this. And she throws this brill cream, and of course, my mother, well, she would never make the cricket team because her hand-to-ball coordination is zero. So she misses by a mile, and it flies and hits the ceiling and rebounds onto the wall and smashes. My father retreats. I remember then starting to cry, and my mother saying, now look what you've done, now look what you've done, it's all your fault, you're upsetting the baby. And I remember crying, and at that point the memory ceases. Okay, so let's now fast forward 17 years, and my father has been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and I was very close to my dad. And I used to, I have to confess, wag school afternoons occasionally, just to be with him. And the school I was at was a very strict school. It was like Hogwarts. And thankfully my form master was the Reverend Kelly, and he used to let me get away with blue murder. So I would sort of whiz off lunchtime, to spend some time with my father. Some days he wasn't coherent and I would just sit and talk to him and hold his hand. And anyway, one day he was very lucid, and I said to him, "Do you remember this argument that you had with my mother?" I said, it's my first memory." "What argument was that?" I said, "Well, I remember being in my cot, and you had an argument, and she threw some brill cream at you." And he sort of, his face just went a totally different colour. And I said, "But it couldn't have been brill cream, because brill cream has a red label on it, and this has a blue label." And he said, "Yeah, that's right. Because we hadn't got much money, I used to buy the silver crin version of brill cream, and it had a blue label." "Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah." And I said, "I can remember lying there, and she threw it at you, and it hit the wall, and hit the ceiling, and then the wall, and I can remember seeing the red finials in my car." And he just froze, and he said, no, you can't remember that conversation. You weren't born. But I remember it was very vivid. He said, let me tell you what happened. Because we hadn't got much money, I made you a cot." He was a carpenter by trade. "I made you a cot and brought it home, and I was really proud because your mother was close to giving birth, and I was really proud, and she came in and she went ballistic because I'd made the schoolboy error of painting the finials red, and she went wild." "Red? I'm not having my baby in a cot with red finials. Get it out of here. You're hopeless, you're hopeless." And then this argument progressed into what I heard. And he said, "You can't possibly have known that, because that argument that I had with her," she threw this silver crin at the wall, "induced labour." And a few hours later, he'd rushed my mother to hospital and she gave birth to me. He said, "So it was that argument that induced the labour. You couldn't have witnessed it." And he said, "What's more is the next couple of days," you can hear Daisy sneezing, "the next couple of days I had to repair the damage that she'd done with the brill cream, redecorate while she was still in hospital, and repaint the finials blue, so that when she came back from hospital, those finials were blue, and you were placed into a cot with blue finials. You could never have known they were red. You could not have witnessed that conversation." So that was a little bit freaky. And after my father died, I thought, I'm going to quiz my mother about this. So I was very careful to give nothing away. And I said to her, do you remember an argument that you had with my dad? And you threw a jar of brill cream at him." "Oh, yeah, I remember that." She said, I was really hormonal. And he'd made this cot, and bless him, it was lovely. But he painted the finials red, and I just went ballistic. In fact, the argument was so bad, it brought on my labour, and he had to rush me to the hospital. I told him nothing. Now, to me, that still freaks me out, that I could have heard an argument between my mother and father before I was born, but you know, my father was adamant, and then without any prompting or clues, my mother confirmed it. Now, to you, you will have had many experiences and heard many stories, and it's nothing new, but that's the first thing. There are many. So, if you think of this as a bedtime story, you may have lots more bedtime stories coming your way. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for being part of this whole experience. How strange was that? So, for now, it's bye-bye from Birmingham. Love to Texas. And have a lovely day. Regards to everyone there. And please, take care. Bye-bye.